Slide 1. Presentation on the River Hamble. Slide 2. The first slide contains a singular image of the River Hamble on a sunny day with a humble viaduct near Bursledon in the middle ground. On the background, to the left of the image, there are some trees. Their leaves are green and brown. To the right, there are some medium-sized boats. The water is very calm and there is a nice reflection of its surroundings in it. This image was taken from Wikimedia Commons and it's a photograph taken by Jacob Evans. Slide 3. Overview, the history. The river has been used for many things like leisure, transport, and industry over the past years, and many clues to these uses can still be found on the river. Proof for this is in the form of abandoned vessels, some buried and highly deteriorated, some intact and visible. There are also multiple remains of slipways, hards, revetments, jetties, isolated finds, and even environmental evidence in the river's mud. All of these show just how important the River Hamble was, and still is, for the people living in or around Hampshire. The background image of the slide shows the Hamble at sunrise. Most of the image is taken by the water, with a line of dark-colored trees in the background. The top half of the photograph includes the light blue sky with the rising sun coming up behind the trees. Several contrails are in the center of the sky. The water of the river is calm and reflects the scene. Some fog is evaporating from the river. The image was taken from Wikimedia Commons and it's a photograph taken by Robin Baker at Botley. Slide 4. Where the Hamble runs. Location. The Hamble is in South Hampshire, rising near Bishop's Waltham and flowing for 10.1 kilometres through Botley, Bursledon and Lower Swanswick. It then enters Southampton Water between Hamble Common and Warsaw. On the map, the start and end of the river have been marked. The river feeds into the Solent, a strait between the Isle of Wight and the mainland of Great Britain. The image on the right of this slide is a Google Earth satellite image of part of Southampton. A blue line highlights the navigation of the river. A pin icon shows the Hamble River source and a flag icon indicates where it empties into the sea. Slide 5. Riverbank finds. Archaeology on the Hamble. The map on the slide has several arrows to indicate the remains of hulks. The hull of a vessel, often stripped and partly dismantled and abandoned. Things such as jetties, docks, and quays have been found on the River Hamble as well. Sites have a unique reference number so that they can be identified. In this case, the code begins with a prefix of HAM for Hamble and is followed by a three-digit number. The map is a Google Earth satellite image of part of Southampton where the Hamble runs. Slide 6. Different types of sites. The two following slides provide definitions for the various types of sites present on the Hamble. Each type is represented by an image. Hulks. Remains of ships on the foreshore, HAM044. The image related to this type of site shows a hulk on the banks of the Hamble at low tide. The foreground shows many bright green algae on the banks of the river. The wooden hulk is in the middle ground with some algae on its lower half. The background is occupied by a section of the river's calmed and light grey waters. Some modern white sailboats and many green trees are also there. The top of the image shows a light blue sky, slightly cloudy. The image is a photograph by Jim Barton and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Jetties. Landing stages or small piers at which ships can dock or be moored. The image used for this site type shows a wooden jetty surrounded by the sea. The water is greyish blue and the jetty is projecting a shadow on the sea. Few modern white sailing boats are behind the jetty as well as some hills with brownish trees. The sky is cloudy. The image is a photograph by Chris Heaton and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 7. Docks. The areas for landing and unloading ships. The image associated with this type of site depicts the Manchester Ship Canal around midday. Half the image is taken by the sea with calm greyish waters. The docks are shown in the middle of the photograph. behind them, a green space with a two-carriage train passing by. On the background, a reddish-brown building with numerous windows. The sky is cloudy, with some bright light coming from the sun. To the left of the image, a person is tending on the docks. The image is a photograph by David Dixon and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Quays. Like docks, the stone structures of ports. The image shows Southampton Quay on a sunny afternoon. The sky is bright with some white clouds and seagulls flying around. Two cruise ships are docked in the harbour. The right section of the image is occupied by the calm blue sea. The left section of the photograph shows the docks and part of a road behind it. A bus is passing by, going towards the city centre, and some pedestrians are walking around. Some cars are parked nearby. Part of Southampton skyline is shown in the middle ground. The image is a photograph by Rudy Winter and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. The rest of this presentation looks at some examples that have been selected for their diversity to show the range of sites on the river in terms of their age and what they are. Some have been chosen for the interesting story they have, to talk about how we came to identify them and or how they came to be on the Hamble. The older sites are covered first, with more recent sites towards the end. Slide 8. Timeline. Roman to post-Roman. This slide, together with the two following it, outlines the topics covered in this presentation. 1. Formation of the river. Where it runs. Origins. 2. HAM 160. Faithorn. Roman remains. Site type. Building. 3. HAM 130. Hook Lake. Site type. Harbour. 4. HAM 143. Hamble Logboat. Site type. Vessel remains. For each of the topics, a picture is provided. The image selected for the origins section is a photograph by Colin Babb and was taken from Wikimedia Commons, showing the Hamble at sunset. A wooden walkway is in the foreground. The river occupies the center of the image with several modern sailing boats and yachts, mostly all white. There are also a couple of jetties shown. The water is calm and deep blue. The sky is cloudy, with the sun setting down, projecting a yellow and orange light on the water as well. Some low hills and trees on the horizon. The image chosen for the Roman reigns is a photograph taken by MAT in the area of Fairthorne by the Hamble. The image shows a cemented slipway for boats in the foreground. A wooden structure with two posts is in between this and another slipway. Three people are talking in this area wearing dark clothing, and some dinghies are in the water. In the background, there are green and brown grass and leafless trees. The photograph was taken at low tide and there is not much water in the river. The photograph was taken on a bright sunny day and the sky is light blue and clear. Slide 9. Timeline. Medieval to post-medieval. This slide covers sections 5 to 8. 5. HAM 040. Very hard. Warsosh. Site type. Maritime installation. Hard. 6. HAM 142. Holy Ghost. Site type. Hulk. 7. HAM 001. Whomore Creek. Site type. Jetty. 8. HAM 159. St. Andrew's Castle. Hamble Point. Site type. Settlement. The first picture in this slide shows the Hamble and the Hartford the River Ferry. To the right of the picture is the bright pink rounded roof hut with a deep pink sign on its wall reading Ferry to Hamble. A wooden metal walkway starts from the Hart and goes to the left. The photograph was taken at low tide and the foreground is occupied by green algae and grass. The middle ground shows the river with jetties and modern sailing boats and yachts, as well as houses and trees on the riverbank. The water is calm and grey, and the sky is cloudy and grey. The image is a photograph by Peter Jordan and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. The photograph next to it was taken on the site of the Grace Dieu. the Holy Ghost is thought to be completely buried. This image was taken on the site of the Grey Stew, which is thought to be nearby. It shows the MET archaeologist wearing a red jacket and black trousers, squatting down, taking measurements with a yellow tape. The tape goes into the water. The archaeologist is also carrying a folder to take notes. Behind her, there are two more individuals wearing black t-shirts and jeans. The foreground and middle ground are taken by the calm, grayish-blue river. In the background, some brown trees that have lost their leaves together with some green shrubs. The sky is bright and clear. The third image is a composite image showing the wooden remains of the Homeward Creek jetties from two perspectives. The jetty going inland at the top and the jetty towards the river at the bottom. In the top section, the wooden post remainings of the jetty are curving and going inland. They are surrounded by green algae and grass. A person is standing on the left in the background. They are wearing dark blue hat, body warmer and trousers with a white short sleeve t-shirt. The photograph was taken at low tide. The image at the bottom is showing some wooden remains of the jetty going towards the river. The image was taken at low tide and includes bright green grass on either side of the river with yellow small flowers. Dark green trees are in the background and the sky is light blue. The fourth image is showing the surroundings of St. Andrew's Castle by Hamble Point. Some water in the center of the image surrounded by very dry beige and brown glass. Leafless brown trees in the background with some green shrubs. The sky is clear and whitish. Slide 10. Timeline. Modern archaeology. This slide covers sections 9 and 10 of the presentation, focusing on the modern archaeology of the Hamble River. 9. HAM 005. Post alignment. Linsgrove Marsh. Site type. Docking. 10. HAM 156. Hulk. Ackett's Marsh. Site type. Hulk. The image on the left of the slide shows the post alignment on Linsgrove Marsh. Some wooden posts are sticking out of the water in the middle of the photograph. Their diameter and dimensions vary. In the foreground and on the sides of the river, there is dry yellow grass. Some modern boats and some brown, yellow, and red trees are in the background. Many more sailing boats on the back to the right. The water is whitish with some bright green algae on it, and the sky is milky. The photograph on the right of this slide depicts the Hulk at Hackett's Marsh. The foreground is occupied by the calm blue water of the river, while the dark remains of the Hulk are located in the middle ground, behind some green algae floating on the surface of the river. Behind the Hulk, there is a green and brown grass, as well as green shrubs. The photograph was taken on a sunny day. Slide 11. 1. River formation. How the Hamble was formed. Prehistoric origins. The Hamble is located at what 10,000 years ago used to be the Southern English chalk formation. Behind the chalk, there were softer sands, clays, and gravels. Many rivers run through the weak soils, including the Hamble, since they were softer than the chalk formation. This created a large estuary flowing west to east into the English Channel at the eastern end of the present Solent. Three images are on the left of this slide. They take up half of the screen and they overlap. The first photograph is a bird's eye view of the M27 bridge crossing the Hamble. The grey double carriageway cemented bridge runs vertically through the image, slightly curving to the right. There are three overpasses running over the bridge. Another road is to the right, also turning to the right. A third road is at the top of the image. This one is turning to the left. On either side of the bridge, in the higher half of the image, there are numerous fields covered in bright green grass. The fields are divided by deep green hedges. Some houses and commercial buildings are scattered around. Towards the bottom of the photograph, there is the river. The water is calm and reflecting the clear blue sky. Many pontoons are on the water, with sailing boats and yachts docked around them. The other bank of the river is at the lower end of the image. There are fields on either side of the bridge with green and grey, brown grass. Some buildings are standing in the fields to the left. Dark green trees and shrubs are present as well. The photograph was taken on a sunny day. image is a photograph by David Dixon and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. The second image shows the Hamble at sunset. The photograph was taken where the river empties in the sea. The deep blue water is calm and it's reflecting the yellow and orange sky. Some rocks and algae are sticking out of water at the bottom of the image. The water is taking up most of the frame, with a pier and Southampton skyline in the background. The sky is clear and its colors are grading from light blue at the top to pinky orange towards the buildings. The sun appears on the horizon on the left. It is bright yellow and low on the buildings as it is setting. Some small clouds are in the sky. The image is a photograph by Graham Horne and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. The third photograph was taken on a misty day. It shows the river running in the center of the image towards the horizon where it meets with a thick mist. The sky is a bit cloudy, but there is some light behind the clouds. The top of the image shows a clear, light blue sky. The water of the river is calm and its color is intense blue. On either side of it, many deep green trees. They fade into the horizon. The tree coverage is particularly dense on the left bank. The image is a photograph by Robin Baker and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 12. Site 2. HAM 160. Fairthorne. Roman remains. Time period. Roman. Roman tiles and a rough tesselled pavement were discovered here in 1889. More recently, loose artifacts were found, including roof and flue tiles, mortar floors, stone walls, foundation, and pottery, indicating the existence of a village. A Roman road crossed the river here. Hans Archaeology Newsletter, Volume 2, Number 4, 1972. Site type, Roman remains. The photograph on the left of the slide shows part of the site on a sunny day. The river is on the top half of the image. Its waters are very clear and greenish-blue in color. The light from the sun is reflected on it, and a medium-sized log is floating in its waters. The left riverbank is very muddy. The mud is brown in color, and some debris is laying around. A line of wooden posts is sticking out from the bank. They are quite consistent in height, and they are generally equally distanced. Behind them, there is a higher section of the bank, covered in green and yellow grass. The grass is quite dry. Slide 13. Site 3, HAM 130, Hook Lake. Time period, Saxon. The shores of what is now known as Hook Lake contain evidence of early occupation. The harbour of Uchi is mentioned in the Domesday Book. Saxon's 1595 map shows a settlement here on the southern side of the lake, as does the Titchfield map of 1610. The modern-day hamlet to the east developed with the building of the Hook House in 1780s. There was no road from Newtown to the estate. Access from Titchfield and the houses for the tradesmen servicing the estate were built near the eastern entrance. Site type, harbour. The photograph on the left of the slide shows the area of Hook Lake. The foreground and middle ground are taken by a field covered in yellowish-green grass. The grass is a bit dry in some areas. There is a gravel pathway. The field is divided in two halves by a low, cemented wall, turning first to the left and then, further down, turning to the right. The wall starts in the middle of the picture and goes towards the horizon. Some water is present in the half of the field to the left of the wall. On the horizon, many green trees are present. The Worcester Maritime College is also on the horizon, towards the right end of the frame. The sky is very clear, grading from white above the building and trees to an intense light blue towards the top end of the frame. The image is a photograph by Maureen Speck and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 14. Site 4. HAM 143. Hamble Logboat. Time period. Saxon to 7th or 8th century AD. When discovered in 1888, it was thought to be Roman or pre-Roman, but more recent scientific studies show this 4-meter boat to be not quite as old. Carved out of a solid oak log, it is one of about 8 similar boats of that period found in southeast England. Site type, vessel remains. The image to the left of the slide is a composite image showing the two ends of the logboat. The left image of the collage shows the boat from its broken end. The wood is veiny and flaky in texture, and a red and white scale is on the boat. The photograph was taken in a storeroom, and the boat is surrounded by shelves with other artifacts. The section on the right is depicting the other hand of the logboat. A section of it is missing on the left, but its end is complete. A rope is laying next to the logboat. Another composite image overlaps with this one. It is made up by two landscape photographs showing both ends of the logboat. Both images were taken in a storeroom, and the image at the top has a red and white scale under the boat. The wood is dark brown in color with some lighter veins. The image at the top has a broken end, while the image at the bottom shows the complete end. This end is vertical and flat. Slide 15. Site 5. HEM 040. Ferryhard, Warsaw. Time period, medieval. This is a hard used for a cross-river ferry to Hamble. A ferry crossing point is first mentioned in John Ledland's itinerary of 1535-43, but would probably have existed long before that. Since the 19th century, there have been connections between the ferry operation and the Bugle Inn in Hamble village. For much of the time, both were owned by W. Cooper & Co., a Southampton brewer. In the 1920s, the old wooden shelter was washed away by high tides and gales, and the present concrete structure was built. Site type, maritime insulation, hard. The image on the right of the slide shows the bright pink Clare Ferry of the Hamble. The ferryman, wearing a white t-shirt and dark trousers, is pulling the boat to the smaller pier, while few passengers are approaching the riverbank to embark. A couple of passengers are on the ferry. The foreground is taken by the river. Its waters are calm and blue. There is a small orange rounded buoy in the river next to a smaller white one. The ferryman pulling the ferry to the riverbank is in the middle ground to the left of the frame. The photograph was taken at low tide, so the banks are light brown in color and partially covered by green algae. A metal and wood pontoon used to access the ferry at high tide is on the back. Behind it, the bright pink hard. It is a small building with a rounded roof. Some people are walking on the path to the left of the hard. The path is turning to the right, and on its left side is next to the riverbank, while to its right there is a field covered in green grass. On the background, many different types of trees, their leaves are deep green. The sky is very bright with some white clouds. The photograph was taken on a sunny day. One person is bent over collecting something from the riverbank in the middle ground. The image is a photograph by DJM Lay Park and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 16, Site 6, HAM 142, Holy Ghost. Time period, mid-15th century. Adjacent to the site of the Grace Dieu lay the very probable remains of the Holy Ghost, another 15th century ship that was recorded as being moored at the site. It is known to have sunk whilst moored, after which the iron and timbers were salvaged from it. This means that only the lower hull timbers probably survive in the Hamble. Detailed work was carried out on the site by Hannah Staney of Southampton University for her MA in Maritime Archaeology Research. Site type, Hulk. The image on the left of the slide shows the area around the remains of the Grace Dieu. The foreground is occupied by dry grass on the riverbank. Behind it, the middle ground shows the Hamble. Its waters are calm, although a gentle breeze is moving them slightly. Their color is glarish blue. In the water, there is a yellow pole with a yellow cross mark indicating the location of the Grace Dieu site. The other bank of the river is on the background. There is some mud, and above it, a line of brown leafless trees. Behind them, a field of bright green grass. The sky above them is milky blue. The weather is overcast. The image is a photograph by Colin Babb and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 17, Site 7, HAM 001, Homer Creek. Time period, post-medieval. It is a dock bank reinforcement, a maritime installation. Wooden remains to the south of the creek. This includes several runs of timbers holding back the riverbank and a possible dock. HAM 002. Many of the remains here are probably associated with Humore brickwork during the 19th century. Site type, jetty. The image on the right of the slide depicts the area of Humore Creek. The photograph was taken on a gloomy day. The sky, occupying the top half of the image, is milky. The rest of the image is taken by a field covered in bright green grass with green trees on either side of the photograph as well as on the horizon. The ground is quite uneven, and to the right of the field there is a rounded raised area with some shrubs on its perimeter. On the left section of the field, there is a thin canal turning to the left and disappearing behind the trees. Some puddles with clear water are scattered around the field. The image is a photograph by Peter Facey and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 18, Site 8, HAM 159, St. Andrew's Castle, Humble Point. Time period, 16th century. An artillery castle was built in 1542-44 for Henry VIII as part of his coastal defences against the threat of French or Spanish invasion. In 1564, the castle was taken by parliamentary forces who dismantled it. Later erosion of the shoreline has left the remains below the high water mark. Hansfield Club Archaeological Society, Volume 37, 1981. There is nothing left of it now, though. Site type, site of castle. The image on the left of the slide shows the area of St. Andrew's Castle at high tide. Most of the image is taken by the riverbank. This is covered in green grass and yellow and green shrubs and low trees. There is a wooden bench in the middle ground in front of the trees. In the center of the grass, there is a patch of worn terrain, dry and brown. Two small, rounded holes filled with dark brown soil are on the left, in the foreground. A small section of the river is in the middle ground, to the left of the frame. There is also a pier on the horizon. The water is calm and grayish blue in color. The sky is gloomy and milky. Some gray clouds are low on the horizon. Slide 19. Site 9, HAM 005, Linsgrove Marsh. Time period, modern. The site is shown on an aerial photograph of 1945 and also marked on the 1965 Southampton Harbour Board sounding chart. Its origins and history have not been researched. Site type, hulk. The image on the right of the slide shows the remains of the hulk sticking out of the hamble at low tide. They are scattered around in the middle ground of the image, coming out of the greyish water of the river. The surface of the water is covered in green algae, especially close to the bank. The hulk remains are of various dimensions and shapes, including smaller sections right in the center of the photograph, and a larger portion on either side. Part of the bank is in the foreground. It is covered in dry, yellow grass. Behind the water and the hulk, there is another bank. It is also covered in dry, yellow grass, with yellow and red trees on the horizon. There is a wooden hut with a sloping, light blue roof and light orange door on the left edge of the frame, in front of the trees. A white barge is at the right edge of the frame, also in front of the trees. A couple of smaller boats are on the left of the barge. Slide 20. Site 10. HEM 156. Hackett's Marsh. Time period, modern. The remains of a vessel, its timber keel and ribs, metal plates and six-cylinder inline engines lie nearby. Site type, hulk. The image to the left of the slide depicts a range of timber hull components, including the hull framing. The ones to the right are going from the right edge of the frame to the center of the image, while the ones to the left start from the left edge of the image and go all the way to the top right corner of the photograph. The remains are standing on the sandy riverbank. The sand is made of fine grains and it is beige in color and disappears under the hulk remains. A very small section of the river is at the top of the image. The water is calm and milky. All the remains are covered in green moss and a large quantity of brown algae. Slide 21, undated sites. HAM 013, Fish Trap, Upper Hamble. This fish trap is no longer in use and is visible only at very low tide. Utilizing the whole width of the river, the trap forms an X shape. The top part would have channeled the fish towards two baskets at the bottom. Site type, maritime infrastructure. This site covers the left section of the slide. The photograph below its description shows the area of the site with the foreground and middle ground taken by the river, turning to the right and disappearing in the horizon. The water is calm and blue, reflecting the milky sky. There is some brown debris towards the banks of either of its sides. The bank to the right of the river is covered in green grass with red flowers. Some brown and red trees are on the bank, and the grass behind them is bright green. On the horizon, a line of dark trees. The sky is overcast, grading from white on the horizon above the trees to light blue towards the upper edge of the frame. HAM 014, Earthworks. The earthworks are in a narrow strip of coops on the edge of the river, appearing to be a large pit. There is a very obvious bank beside the river, being marked on the first edition OS map as a gravel pit. Site type, clay or gravel pit. This site covers the right section of the slide. The photograph below its description shows the gray soil made of clay or gravel in the lower half of the image. It is covered by clusters of dark green, small-sized leaves. In the middle of the frame, there is a vertical section of the terrain raising from the clay gravel. This section is yellowish-brown, and leaves and shrubs are leaning over it, covering it partially. Above it, some dry brown shrubs are alternating with some vivid green foliage. Some roots and tree branches are sticking out of the section. Slide 22. Time period identification. HAM 013. Why couldn't this site have been dated? Fish traps have been used for a very long time, which makes it hard to identify what period of time they are from. One way to scientifically date archaeological sites is dendrochronology, using trees. The method might work in this situation since fish traps are made of wood. This description covers the left side of the slide. Below it, a photograph shows the hamble at low tide. In the foreground, there is a big tree trunk laying horizontally on the riverbank. It is dark brown and has a large section of its surface covered in moss. Leaning over it and coming down from the top edge of the frame, slim branches from another tree casting their shadow on the tree trunk and part of the bank. The leaves on the branches are burnt green. Behind the trunk, the riverbank covered in green algae. Some green trees to the left of the frame in the middle ground. The calm blue waters of the river cut the image in two diagonally. The bank on the other side of the river, reflected in its waters, is covered in green algae and grass, with low green trees covering it and disappearing on the horizon. The sky is very clear and the photograph was taken on a sunny day. The image is a photograph by Robin Baker and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. HAM 014. To search for clues? The earthworks are really difficult to date, so archaeologists try to find artifacts in, near the area that might be associated with them, since another way to date artifacts is to use any other finds around the site that are more easily dated. They might give ideas for what the time period of the site might be. These descriptions cover the right side of the slide. Below it, a photograph shows the Humber River in the area of Manor Farm Country Park. The lower half of the photograph includes the waters of the river running diagonally from the bottom left corner to the middle ground and disappearing behind some trees. The water is quite clear, although some sediments are on the surface. Some algae are also in the riverbed. Some trees and shrubs are sticking out of the right edge of the frame. The barks are light green and the foliage is green. Some tree branches have fallen in the river and the trees are leaning over it. The riverbank on the other side of the river is covered in brown grass and foliage. Some thin trees with green leaves are also there. The picture is quite bright and the weather is overcast. The image is a photograph by Toby Young and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 23, using tree to date a site. Dendrochronology. Also known as tree ring dating, this is a scientific method of dating tree growth rings to the exact year they were formed in a tree. These can also give data for dendroclimatology, the study of climate and atmospheric conditions during different periods in history from the wood of old trees. New growth in trees occurs in a layer of cells near the bark, which means that a tree's growth rate changes in a predictable pattern throughout the year in response to seasonal climate changes. This results in a visible growth rings, each ring marking a complete cycle of seasons or 1 year in the tree's life. As for the etymology of the word, dendrochronology derives from the ancient Greek dendron, meaning tree, chronos, meaning time, and logia, the study of. Dendrochronology also provides data on the timing of events and rates of change in the environment, as well as in wood found in archaeology or works of art and architecture, such as old panel paintings. The slide background is the section of a tree trunk laying vertically on some black, brown, and red muddy leaves. The tree rings are exposed and occupy most of the frame. The interior section of the tree is light brown, while its bark is not very thick and of a darker shade of brown. On the background, some very tall trees. The sky is clear and the photograph was taken on a sunny day. All of the background and part of the foreground are out of focus. The image is a photograph by Arnoldius and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 24. Conclusion. Overview of the Humble River through time. Unfortunately, a lot of the sites are deteriorating because of natural processes like weathering and tides, causing physical damage to the archaeological remains. Other processes influencing the preservation of the sites are some marine species that can eat organic material like wood, human processes such as people salvaging material for reuse, boat collisions, anchors dragging across the site, fishing, trolling, aggregate extraction, dredging the riverbed to enable larger vessel access, wash from large vessels, oil spills, and redevelopment of any marine installations. The Humble was used for a lot of purposes, and the history of the river needs to be preserved, in this case through recording as many archaeological sites as possible in order to retain memory of what once was a crucial element in the development of Hampshire. The background of the slide is a bird's eye view photograph of Southampton. The foreground and middle ground are occupied by Southampton, while the Isle of Wight and the Solent are in the background. Southampton waters are running in the middle of the photograph and emptying in front of the Isle of Wight. The Itchen River and the Humble River are both on the left side of the frame. The photograph was taken on a bright, sunny day. Some small, white clouds are scattered around and clustered towards the top right corner of the picture. The image is a photograph by Flute Flute and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 25. Thanks for watching. Have a good day. The background image of the slide is a photograph of the sunset over the Humble. Some thin branches are in the foreground, sticking out of the left edge of the frame. The leaves on the branches are small and green. The Humble, with its calm blue waters, occupies the lower half of the picture. The river is reflecting its surroundings. The image is a photograph by Mike McBee and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. The riverbanks on either side of the river are covered in green grass and medium-sized trees that fade into the horizon. They are covered in green leaves. The top of the image is occupied by the sky. The sun is partially covered by some thin clouds and it's projecting a yellow and dark orange light on the scene. The sky is then grading to a dark blue towards the top edge of the frame. The image is a photograph by Graham Hailey and was taken from Wikimedia Commons. Slide 26. This slide is fully taken by a photograph showing a bird's eye view of the Humble emptying in the Solent. Both riverbanks on either side of the river are occupied by green fields separated by dark green hedges. Southampton buildings are also in the frame on the riverbanks, as well as many piers and boats on the river. The section of Southampton on the other side of the Solent is at the bottom left edge of the picture. A pier and some ships are in front of it, in the Solent. The water of the Solent is deep blue in color, while the Humble waters are patchier with intense blue and brown alternating on the surface. The photograph was taken on a sunny day, but some small rounded white clouds are projecting their shadow on Southampton and the Solent. They are clustered around the top right corner of the picture.